This past Sunday, February 28th, the Capital District's chapters of the NAACP celebrated their Founders Day on Zoom. It was a moving and very thoughtful and inspiring presentation. Listen in.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Founders Day. It is such an honor for me to have the pleasure of greeting you on behalf of the officers and members of the Albany Branch. Today, we celebrate the founding of the National Association for Colored People. It's the biggest, the baddest, and boldest civil rights organization in the nation. During the time of race riots and lynchings in Springfield, Illinois, the home of Abraham Lincoln, where blacks were lynched and their body parts were cut from their bodies and sold to the children and the crowd members who had gathered to watch. In 1908 was the time that the race riots were going through the country, and in Abraham Lincoln's hometown, that was where whites had brought their children to watch, and the dead men were sold to the children and the crowd of 1908. The NAACP was founded February 12, 1909, after a white social worker, Mary White Ovington, brought word of this atrocity to the editor of a newspaper, and 64 people, black and white, gathered in New York City to organize this august body. So for the past 112 years, we have fought the good fight for justice, for the elimination of racism and discrimination. So I am happy to be able to welcome you.
Our guest speaker for today is Reverend Justin Bakely Anderson. Reverend Anderson currently serves the Historic Israel AME Church as senior pastor.
As we retrospectively look at yesteryear, the Albany chapter of the NAACP and the Historic Israel African Methodist Episcopal Church, both individually and collaboratively, share a rich and unique history. From the time of the initial Niagara Movement that set the tone for the collaborative efforts of individuals of the African diaspora to advance, achieve, and accelerate, to this present age, both of these honorable institutions have engaged in guerrilla warfare, combating racism, classism, bigotry, prejudice, and unfair bias. We look down the dark corridors of history, and we see the efforts of a race of individuals who some affectionately refer to as the tribe of Shabazz, lost in the wilderness of North America, making strides for the uplifting of not just our race, but for humanity as a whole. Also, the Israel African Methodist Episcopal Church has always been a safe haven for those who love to speak truth to power and love justice. Beloved, we live in a new day. And unfortunately, we have to look around and ask the question, how do we continue to stay radical, relevant, and right in a day of alternative truths, presidential insurrections, and social media tirades? A time when lynching no longer takes place in the country from hanging trees, but now lynchings are taking place in courtrooms with hanging judges, signing their signatures to court documents assigned to give our young men and women the max time for the most minimal offense. How do we continue the mission we've been entrusted with as we see our young women devaluing themselves, our young men washing their hands in one another's blood? How do we remain a clear clarion in the midst of the crash and clamor of our modern day sits I'm leaving a situation in life? What do we do to turn the tide of losing a generation? What do we do to embrace and engage a new group of individuals that don't share the same mores, folk ways, as taboos as us? How do we commit and connect with a new school, with new ideas, new perspectives, and new insights? In spite of all the perils and vicissitudes of our current times, the same mission, mindset, and purpose, determination, and dedication that our ancestors so dedicately and distinctively demonstrated can still be our defining destiny as we choose to defy the devastation of our day and time. Let me say that again. The same mission, mindset, purpose, determination, dedication that our ancestors so delicately and distinctively demonstrated can still be our defining destiny as we choose to defy the devastation of our day and time. What does that mean? It means we can still exemplify excellence, even though it seems as if we've been etch-a-sketched out of the plans of others. Beloved, I want to challenge us on today to reassess, reevaluate, reimagine, and return to the call of our forefathers. There is still injustice that needs to be called out. There are still unfair practices that need to be exposed. There are still people who need an opportunity to advance, but have never been afforded an invitation to the table. So we must go on. We must go on responding to the great demands of democracy while we keep and observe a code of private devotion. We must go on. We must go on coping with the moral requirements of freedom as we at the same time struggle to make our nation more just and free. We must go on. We must go on growing from the lesser to the greater strength of character and life. We are able to say yes to the call from the highest and say no to the pool of corruption and to the threats of death and hell. We must go on. We must go on drawing a clear distinction between patience by which we possess our souls and the procrastination that is the thief of time and the robber of best that is men. We must go on. We must go on enduring the sorrows and the pains of the pits of human affliction and still come forth with the peace and joys that accompany dawn. We must go on. We must go on reading and learning the lessons from history and us valuing thereof in the struggle of the present promise of a future. We must go on. We must go on discerning the signs of the times while we with certainty appropriate ourselves with the blessings of eternity. We must go on obeying the highest call of being as we serve the needs of our fellow men. In spite of everything which presents us to the possibility of a grim present, weep not for the future. In spite of everything which presents us the possibility of defeat and decay and delay, we must allow ourselves to keep on moving forward. Let the drought of block efforts of the tender plants which attempt to lift their sprouts beyond and above the crusted earth. Let the freeze of winter come and snow-capped plains pin down all tiny seed to a perpetual slumber. Let trusted foundations give up their supporting role and let the palaces of the rich and the cabins of the poor be claimed by subterranean floods beneath the sods. Let burning streams of melting rock rush down slanting mountainside, embalming all forms of life. Let the once sweet lullaby of matin birds be turned into the solemn, cruel groans of pain and cosmic slaughter and decay. Let the romance of the masters and the dreams of the bard lose their golden notes and harmony and praise. Let all the floral beauty of the fields and flowers perish from the earth. Yet I will look to the everlasting hills and go forward with the assurance that we move not alone. The divine presence, the spirit of justice, the vindicator and redeemer of all men goes with us. And when things are dark and drear, I'm sorry, God gives us beams of heaven that show us how to walk. Beams of heaven as I go through this wilderness below. Guide my feet in peaceful ways. Turn my midnights into days. When in the darkness I would grope, faith always sees a star of hope. And soon from all life's grief and danger, I shall be free someday. I do not know how long will be, nor what the future holds for me. But this I know, if I'm right, if Jesus leads, I shall get home someday.
This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.